Midterm elections are coming this fall, and half of Montana's congressional delegation has abruptly retired. Montana is a reliably red state, but these races could be in play now because of the way the Republicans gave up their seats and handpicked their successors. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports it could create an opening for an independent Senate candidate.
St. Paddy's Day in Butte draws thousands to the mining city's historic uptown, soaking up the nostalgia and the Guinness. Here, your steps from the towering old mining headframes and the enormous shuttered Berkeley Pit, once one of the world's largest copper deposits. It's long been an adage in Montana politics that if you're running for office, you better have a float in the Butte St. Paddy's Day parade. Larry Cardin, in a Notre Dame sweatshirt, never misses it.
Here you'll see a lot more booze for the Republicans than you do the Democrats, I can guarantee you that.
That's a nod to Butte's long history of strong labor unions going back to around 1900, when the Copper King mine owners ruled Montana business and media and bribed their way into politics. Today, Cardin, who's retired, is also worried that the mega-rich are again influencing politics here. His home state is expensive.
Between health care and gas and food, and you go to the store the other day, there's rib steaks, $19.99 a pound, you know.
Cardin is a Democrat, but says he's disillusioned with party politics.
I would rather everything be independent, you know, where there is no party designation myself. And then you have to pay more attention to who the person actually is.
That's exactly what Seth Bodner, a former Green Beret running for the U.S. Senate as an independent, is trying to capitalize on. He walked in this parade, but I caught up with him at his old digs over in Missoula at the University of Montana. He was president here for the last 8 years.
I mean, I'm an independent, you know, and I raised my right hand at the age of 18 and I swore an oath to this Constitution when I joined the military, not to a political party.
Person over party used to be the playbook in Montana, which some call just one long Main Street. It's how former Senator John Tester used to win, despite being a Democrat, as the state got redder. Now, the day after Bodner announced as an independent, his long shot bid got taken a lot more seriously.
After much careful thought, I've decided not to seek re-election.
Republican Senator Steve Daines shocked everyone announcing on X he's withdrawing. He was expected to coast to re-election.
I'm also very thankful to have served alongside President Trump and my colleagues in the Senate.
Daines withdrew literally minutes before the filing deadline, clearing the way for his chosen successor, then U.S. Attorney Kurt Almy. Daines said he waited so that a prominent Democrat like Tester wouldn't want to enter the race because Daines was dropping out. Seth Bodner says it reminds him of the Montana of old.
You know, we have direct election of senators in the United States, in part because of political corruption in this state 125 years ago. Copper kings trying to buy U.S. Senate seats, and that didn't work back then, and it's not going to work right now.
But Democrats say Bodner's entry as an independent will just split the liberal vote. The GOP base is angry, too, and not just at Daines. Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke, the former Trump Interior Secretary, also abruptly retired, trying to clear a path for his chosen successor.
Montanans are getting very indignant about what they see as out-and-out dishonesty.
In Bozeman, former Republican legislator Roger Koopman says the party establishment's backroom dealing is a gift to Democrats and especially Seth Bodner.
You know, they're going to say, hey, you know, I'm over these Republicans playing games with me. You can't do that and expect me to vote for you. I'm not going to vote Democrat, but here's this guy out here that says he's independent. Let me give him a try.
A spokesperson for Daines' chosen successor, Republican Kurt Almy, said in an email that anyone could run for this seat, and he's running on his record as the Trump-endorsed candidate of common sense. Almy has been keeping a low profile. Montana State University political scientist Eric Austin predicts by November, party tensions will probably cool and Republicans will rally around their nominee.
I think in part that speaks to the changes in the electorate here in the state, that as the state has become more red, people have more strongly affiliated themselves with the Republican Party and less as independents.
But Austin says the midterms will be a referendum on President Trump. Farmers here are getting hurt by Trump's tariffs. His Iran war has sent fertilizer prices soaring, raised interest rates, and the cost of gas. In Butte, at the parade, longtime Democratic activist Evan Barrett says there's a resurgence in populist resentment here.
It's almost like a repetition of the past.
with a lot of outside money coming in to influence politics, he says, but not being invested locally into things like schools.
So this is a really wild and different year. So anybody that tells you they know what's going to happen, well, be a bit skeptical.
President Trump has endorsed last-minute Senate candidate Kurt Almy, but it's not clear what kind of effect that might have on voters in November. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Butte, Montana.